Welcome back. My name is Shemaine, and I am so excited to introduce my guest to you today, Brant Fricker.
Well, hey, sister, how are you doing? Oh, I'm great. Now, I'm excited. I'm used to being the one interviewing. Now I'm being interviewed.
I know. Well, now you've got a project I can't wait to tell everybody about. And this is also near and dear to my heart. Tell me, while you're talking to people, I'm going to create a banner for where people can find it. What is...
Sure.
And it's a book that you've got coming out today, yesterday?
It came out yesterday, yes.
Yesterday. And what is it called?
It came out yesterday. It's my second book in 17 years. I'm supposed to write the next one right after that. But it's actually called Red Pill Prophet. And you've heard the term red pill. They've been red pilled. But it's a different thing. It's exciting. But basically, Shemaine, I came across a truth that allowed me to live a fearless life with no anxiety. And nothing has been impossible for me by the grace of God. And I want people to have it. You know, I did two events this last weekend, and I'm excited about what I'm doing. But I even forgot it was the release day yesterday because I was just in the zone of working with people. And but I'm excited about people learning about it because I want everybody to have the same kind of life I've got, Shemaine. So are we officially recording the show right now?
We're officially on air live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Yep, we are live.
I'm honored. You're live. Well, you know, I'm glad that we are, Shemaine. You inspire so many people, and that's why you were born. And folks, there's a reason why you were born. You have a destiny, and however you want to talk about it, sister, I'm happy to tell them. You know, it's not about selling books. It's about seeing as many people out there living in freedom without fear and anxiety in a culture that feeds on fear. You don't have to do that. I can tell you what's worked for me, and I think it might work for you.
Give us a couple of takeaways about the book.
Well, basically, you know, Elon Musk says we're in a simulation, right? And of course, the Matrix movie, you know, they don't know how close they were, or maybe they did. But they weren't the first to say that. Actually, Plato said it before then, in his book, The Republic, his allegory about the cave, where people's perception of reality was the shadows on the wall, the cave from a fire behind him. But one of them escaped and saw the true reality, saw the sky and the grass and the trees, and went back to tell the others, hey, there's more. There's an ultimate reality there. They killed it. Right. Well, it's a different, you know, the original red pill prophet, if you want to say it, is Jesus. Mm-hmm. And what it did is I had an epiphany, Shemaine. You know, at the speed of light, there is no time. Einstein said that with the theory of relativity, but he got that in a dream. You don't hear that. He said, I tapped into the thoughts of God. Well, at the speed of light, there is no time, right?
Right.
And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yes.
Who was and is to come. Right? Well, there's the scripture that David said, God, my days were written in your book before I was born. Well, that's true. And so he knew you before you were born, folks. And so take that scripture. Now, when you read about Abraham's story in Genesis, you're having God's perspective. We know how the story ends, but Abraham is stuck in the story, right? Well, if you piece these things together, God works everything to the good of those who love him and called according to his purpose. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, who was and is to come. He can see you through the cross. He can see you from the throne. And he works everything to the good. Well, combine that with the fact, have you ever ridden on a train, Shemaine? I bet you have.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
If you've ridden on a train, you know the very fact that you're on a train, you're riding on a track. The very fact that Shemaine is on this train riding on a track means that someone has gone ahead of her and built that track. Well, we have a scripture from Jesus. I've gone to prepare a place for you. That where I am, there you will be also. It dawned on me the theory of relativity combined with the sacred scriptures. It doesn't contradict the Bible. It only enforces and further validates what's already true, is that your life's already happened. Your story's already been written. You can't have Genesis and Revelation, the beginning and the end, without Shemaine's story in there. And so if the Bible is true, and it is, and the Bible says your days were written before you were born, and then Jesus says you can't add an hour to your life by worrying, combine that with the scripture that says we are seated with Christ in heavenly realms right now, present tense, outside of time. If that's true.
Yes.
If the Bible is true, and your story, Shemaine, and my story is in there, and we are seated with Christ in heavenly realms right now, and your body weighs 2 pounds less when you die, under 2 pounds less. Your body, your soul goes from somewhere. Solomon says when a man dies, his body returns to the ground from which it came, and his spirit or his soul returns to God from which it came. If that is true, it came from somewhere. You ever see, unfortunately, you see someone pass away. They're not there anymore. Their soul's gone somewhere. Where'd it go? Mm-hmm. Well, if the Bible's true, and it is, and God works everything to the good, that those called according to the purpose, and he does, and your life's already been written, and you're told not to worry, and someone's gone ahead of you and made the way, and you're seated with Christ in heavenly realms, if that's true, then you are watching yourself talk to me right now. And those of you who are watching, get it? Those of you who are watching right now, you're watching yourself talk to me. All you got to do is walk it out. Because when you live this way, Shemaine, and I know you do, when you live without fear, when you live without anxiety, there is nothing out of your grasp. And 1 hour of favor is better than 1,000 hours of labor.
Yeah.
And I live that every single day. I at least get an hour of favor a day, Shemaine.
What do you mean by that? At least an hour of favor a day. What, describe that.
Well, when I learned to live without fear, when I learned to live in a way that my life's already happened, I was not distracted by fear and anxiety. I wasn't pulled to and fro by everything. I made a determination. Who do I want to be? Mm-hmm. Who am I in the universe? Well, folks, there's a way to find out what your design is. You want to hear it, Shemaine? I think we did it the other day on my show.
Yeah.
You got three circles that intersect, folks. Three circles that intersect. Circle number one, your dreams when you were a child. What were your dreams? What are your dreams now? Circle number two that intersects. Okay. What are your talents? What does someone notice that you can do well? And then number three, the third circle, what are the wins that you've had in your life? What are the wins? What are the successes you've had? Your dreams, your talents, your successes that have brought you the most fulfillment in that little space where all three of those circles meet, that's your design. Now, I tell people, when people say, who am I? What am I doing in this life? What's God's will for my life? You hear that all the time. I can tell you what his will for your life is. Oh, no. God's will is for no man to perish, but for every man to have the knowledge of the truth. So think about it. What has he put into your hands? What talents? Teaching, sewing, dancing, singing, speaking, writing, producing, interviewing, whatever he's put into your hands, the lessons you've learned from tragedy. There are no accidents, folks. You know, the Bible says God's ways are not our ways. We don't have to like it. I don't have to like it. I don't have to agree. I just have to trust him. And the whole book of Psalms is David tweeting how angry he is about how things are going. You know, why does
he prosper? You think he's tweeting? Oh, yeah,
he was tweeting.
It's true, though. It's true.
That was David tweeting every day. I'm upset. May their mothers be childless. You know, it's just that David's tweet were recorded, you know, and but even then, David was a prophet who in Psalm 22, discovered the crucifixion 1,000 years before it was invented. Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from the words of my groaning? They pierce my hands and my feet. They cast lots for my clothing. God's speaking to you, folks. It's already been written. That the crucifixion scene was written. Imagine being one of the Pharisees when they heard Jesus say on the cross, my God, why are they for? He wasn't asking God, why has he been forsaken? He was quoting the psalm that would show them that what was happening was foretold 1,000 years before it happened. Jesus is history. And folks, you're a part of that history. You don't have to live with fear. You don't have to live with anxiety. Shemaine, the amazing things you've done in your life, you haven't even got started yet. Because God has written your story before you were born. And when you, in answering your question, the way to walk in God's favor is to walk in His, in your design. Do that exercise, folks, and to trust Him. And so what your design is, any decision, any opportunity that comes your way that is not in line with your design, just don't do it. And that's how I have the clarity to see the beautiful play that God has already written out before me. I'm not distracted. I'm not tossed to and fro by the things of this world. I'm not some super religious churchy guy, but I know Jesus and I know God and I love Him and I know Lucifer's real. Well, that's a whole nother book right there you'll hear about.
Boy, yeah.
There's a way you can walk with that fear and anxiety.
I need to get into that with you sometime too. I'm surrounded by, here's my spiritual warfare Bible, Women's Daily Declarations for Spiritual. I mean, it's, but the truth is, you're right. You're absolutely right. God does not want us to have a spirit of fear. However, there are people who, I have a glass of water in my hands. There are people who will look at this glass of water and say, it's half empty. You know the story. And some people will say this is half full. What would you say to the people who are looking at this glass of water saying this is half empty? How do they transform their lives? Maybe they want to, but they just don't know how.
Here's how you do it. I had to do it. Here's how you do it. Okay. That glass of water or this cup of water, it's half full or half empty. You know what? This is your situation. This is your life, folks. You know, it is said that if you reap a thought, you sow an action. If you sow an action, you reap a habit. If you sow a habit, you reap a character. And if you sow a character, you reap a destiny. Thought, action, habit, character, destiny. If it's a positive thought, then you do positive actions. Positive action, positive habits. Positive habit, positive character. Positive character, positive destiny. The reverse is true. Negative thoughts, negative action. I escape into addiction or what? Negative habit, negative character, negative destiny. The situation didn't change. But my chosen perspective changed my whole world. And I can't tell you how many times in my life, Shemaine, when I was in darkness and I was in hopelessness and I've been wrong, so I felt, but I changed my mind. Like David encouraged himself in the Bible. That's how you encourage yourself. You want to know how to encourage yourself to make the switch?
Go for it. Share.
When you were down and out, and there doesn't seem to be hope, and the hounds of hell surround you, and they think they've got you. That's right, Samuel. They think they've got you. You got it, Samuel, who just made a comment there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's down. He's done. She's done. No, 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 no. We stop the world and we realize, I'm not done. I'm just getting started. And you say, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. A spirit of gratitude drives the demons away. I've had a lot of experience with demons, Shemaine. A lot of experience with darkness. And I know that worship, just like Samuel said on your comment there, it creates a force field. It literally does. Even the heathen will tell you that a grateful heart positions you to receive from the universe. And so I live with a grateful heart. Thank you, God. I may not feel happy. I may not like it, but I trust you. His ways aren't our ways. He tells us that my ways aren't your ways, folks. Because if we were God, smite, kill them all, right? But no. We don't have to like it. We don't have to like it. We just trust Him. But when you say, thank you, Jesus, thank you that I'm being chiseled like a sword. I'm being put through the fire and the hammering and the cool water. And I'm folded 1,000 times like a razor sharp sword. Thank you that through this adversity, You know, and you're in fitness. You know, you can have an out of state person saying, man, I climbed that mountain and I'm just exhausted and I'm hurting and I'm, or you can say, man, I just had a good workout.
Right.
That was a good workout.
Yeah.
If I'm thinking that's a good workout, I'm not going to go to appeal. I'm not going to go to the emergency room necessarily. I'm going to look at it as the development. And see, that's how, as you well know, that's how muscle's built. You work the muscle till it tears. It tears. And then the fibers come together. They don't want it to happen again, so they overcompensate and the muscles get bigger. Well, it's through resistance that your faith is built.
Yes.
When you walk in faith, when you walk in gratitude, and you walk in fearlessness without anxiety, there is nothing beyond your grasp, because Shemaine, people like you were created to do great things. There's greatness. Well,
and not just me. I'm going to correct you. Not just me. We all were. We all were created to do something. And I know there's somebody watching right now who's thinking, yeah, but I'm not Brant Fricker or me or Ted Nugent or whoever it is. I don't have a bunch of followers. They might not see the greatness in them. How would you speak to them, Brant? How would you encourage them?
You know, I'd encourage you right now. You know, I got more done for humanity when I was the ghost. I'd go into a city. I'd bring people together. I'd bring the television and radio and newspaper and billboard and special event people together. And then I'd slip out. That was my nickname, Shemaine, the ghost. God's not letting me be the ghost anymore, but I love being the ghost. Folks, when fewer people know your name, see, people don't understand, Shemaine, and you can relate to this. And people, I'm going to encourage you just like Shemaine asked me to. Okay. I'm happy to do it. Okay. It is because of this. People don't understand. You want to be a celebrity? You want to be a leader? That's the same as standing up in the middle of a firefight in a field saying, hey, I'm a leader. Take me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Those of us who are influencers, there's a price to pay. And it's easy to want the accolades and not understand that you are putting yourself out there as a target by a hateful, dark, evil, demonic, tyrannical, world system. So for those who my friend Rodney would call the hidden ones, treasure that. You know what, folks? You are so significant. Look at your wrist right now. Look at your wrist. You know, Shemaine, I was on my way to preach to the homeless years ago, and I heard in my heart, you know, from God. It wasn't a vision. Just heard my heart. Tell them about the blood. Sounds good. Tell me about the blood. I was about to go preach to the homeless. There's nobody more hidden than the homeless, Shemaine. Mm-hmm. And the Lord told me, so I got before them, and most of them were African American, black. I grew up with the black community and the Hispanic community. I love the whole tapestry. We weren't so offended at everything. We loved each other. We celebrated each other. But I got up and I said, men, I want you to hold out your arm. So they hold out their arm. And I said, I want you to flex your muscle. And then I joked and said, if you can do that, right? And they did. And I said, look at your veins. And folks, this is my encouragement to you. Look at your veins. The blood in your veins, Shemaine, and people watching, it wasn't created when you were born. Mm-hmm. It was passed down through thousands of years. The word Genesis doesn't mean beginnings. Genesis means generations. So-and-so begets so-and-so begets so-and-so begets. So I said, it was mostly black men, and they began to cry. I said, some of you have abused your veins, but the blood in your veins is not the blood of slaves. It's the blood of kings. It's the blood of warriors. It's the blood of philosophers and musicians. That's who you are, folks. The blood in your veins has been around for thousands of years. The dreams and the aspirations of your ancestors isn't alive right you right now. Oh man, she gets that from her grandfather playing the piano. She does. The Bible says life is in the blood. Life is in the blood. And as long as there's blood in your veins, folks, whether you have one follower, no followers, a million followers, as long as there's blood in your veins, the dreams and the aspirations of your ancestors lives inside of you. The talents that you haven't accessed yet, maybe some of you have, and the destiny, there's greatness in you. And Jesus saw the greatness in people, and I see the greatness in people. And Shemaine, you do that too. So folks, be encouraged. To God, you're a superstar. He's in love with you.
Yes.
And he has a destiny for you. So learn to step into that destiny. Learn to banish fear. Tap into the fact that your life has already happened, and know the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
I love that. You know, it's interesting. I've been to Africa many, many times. And I remember my first trip over there, probably 1989 it was, before many people here were born. And I remember going there and, you know, we have our jewelry and our nice clothes. And at the time Ted and I were filming a hunting show. So we had expensive video cameras and we stayed with a Dr. Rocco Gioia, who is our son Rocco's namesake. And Dr. Rocco Gioia owned a 50,000 acre tomato farm in Hoedspruit, South Africa. And he had many workers living right there on the property, and he would build them, you know, little houses and things for them to live in and provide them food. And I noticed that many of them wore the same clothes every day. Some wore no shoes ever. And the clothes would be tattered and worn. And I asked Dr. Rocco Gioia, you know, do they look at us? Because he would host hunters and tourists all the time. They had zebra and wildebeest and kudu and giraffe and lions. And they would take people on safari. And so they were used to hosting people. And I said, do they look at us and are they jealous of us because of our, you know, our cameras and our fancy clothes and things like that? And he said, no. They feel sorry for you because you need so many things.
Wow.
And isn't that the truth? Now I love to have nice things, but I also know what it's like to have nothing. I also know what it's like. I remember when I was in college, there was a parking structure that I was going to Wayne State University on 8 Mile Road in Detroit. I didn't have 75 cents to get my car out of the parking lot. And I remember recently, but it was 20 years ago, we lost our home and all of its contents, lost the clothes on our, we had to get rid of the clothes on our backs. And on top of that, We got sick all from toxic mold. So I understand what it's like to lose everything. The things that were most important to me, Brant, were back then when this happened to us, it was late 90s, early 2000, we didn't have digital media. I lost all of my son's baby pictures. That was the most important thing. So when we take a look at those things that really we think we need, Maybe we don't. Maybe what we really need is to get into the Word. And, you know, I'm not perfect and I don't know many people who are. However, Every time I do study the Word, it really changes my perspective.
Well, it's because the Word is alive, Shemaine. It's living and active. It's translated. It's quick. It's sharper than any double-edged sword. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart, separates joints and marrow, soul and spirit. Folks, you can trust the Word. It's alive. And just begin to get it in you. You know, maybe you start with John. Maybe start with, you know, a Matthew or the Psalms when you want to worship, or Proverbs when you want to seek wisdom. But it's alive. And folks, I tell you what, God loves you so much. You know, Shemaine, I really believe that we're going to find out that we asked to be here at this place in history.
I agree with you. And as Esther 4:14 says, perhaps, you know, we were born for a time such as this. And what that tells me, Brant, is that, you know, there are times when I've told you this before, you and I talk often. And I've told you sometimes I go to do my Facebook lives or podcasts or whatever. And I think, nobody wants to hear this message. But then I transform that stinking thinking and I look at the glass half full. And I think maybe if there's one person that I can reach, if there's one person that I can change their perspective, then it's all worthwhile.
It is. It is. And folks, you know what? Not only are you significant, but God has you. He didn't have you born just to pay bills and die. We do what we have to do, but he had you to be born to love others and to ignite the greatness in others too, to be a blessing. I mean, think about it, Shemaine, you know, all the all the music and writings that have been immortalized. You know, my brother said, Brent, before we go in the studio and immortalize a song, I want to practice. I thought, man, I never thought about that. When you create, when you speak, you know, Jesus said that we'll have to give an account for every careless word. I'm in trouble, man. But you know, God spoke the word world into existence, and we frame our world with our words, the situation.
Mm. Yeah.
And so all that to say is, you know, I'm excited about the book. I'm honored that you would interview me about Red Pill Prophet. It's on Amazon. I want everybody to have the happiness and the joy and the fearlessness and the lack of anxiety and the rocking marriage and the wonderful family that I have. And I know that the only reason that I enjoy those things is the goodness of God. Anything good about me is God. Everything else is wretched. But I'm telling you what, man, God is good. If you allow him to live in you and love through you, you don't have to be some religious space cadet or a churchy person or a cheesy Jesus. You come alive. When you have that element, that missing element that nothing can fulfill. Shemaine, you know how it's like. You can have everything the world tells you to have and look over the mountain and there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Only God fulfills. Only he brings happiness. Only he brings joy. And you know, all the things I used to want, they're now in my hands. And I don't even want them anymore.
Yeah.
I just want to know him. I just want to know him. Because he is the one. He is where life is, folks. Don't do what I've done. Don't do what others have done. Don't waste time. Time is precious. But get to know your Father who loves you and adores you. And there's greatness and a destiny that's already been written out for you. All you have to do is stop the world, regroup, look at the situation, speak life into it, and live.
That's awesome. And, you know, this book is so timely. As you know, a week from today or today, we have a very important, I don't even want to say the E word because I'm already shadow banned, but we have a very important day and a lot of people are anxious. So I can't wait for people to get a hold of your book and get it at Red Pill Prophet. Get the book on Amazon.com. It's by Brant.
You know, Amazon.com. Yeah, by Brant. Boy, you can't get that name wrong, can you? Brant Fricker, Frick Daddy, Frickin' Schmidt. Happy, you know, Fricker Treat. Yeah, I've had like a lot of fun with that name.
You got to have
that's
fun.
A new one. I heard that.
Don't you think God has a sense of humor? Here's a great example of sense of humor. I didn't even, you know this, Brant. I didn't even like rock and roll music growing up. And here I am married to a rock star. I like Donna Summer.
Oh my! Well, you're a rock star.
No.
Well, you know what?
I'm a child. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God, and that's what the most important thing is. Right?
Well, you're what Ted needed. You're what Ted needed. And I tell you what, behind every great man, my friend Benny says, behind every great man is a surprise woman. Well, behind every great man is an amazing woman, and I know that about you, Shemaine, and I know that viewers. Everyone I talk to about Shemaine, what do they say? I love her. I love her. Well, you're an incredible lady, Shemaine. You really are. And you inspire a lot of people and you have a lot of people watching you. So I'm so happy that you're using your talents to bless others because a life of contribution, that's what's fulfilling. That's where it's at. And so folks, pick yourself up, encourage yourself in the Lord, be thankful for the things he's given you and watch your life take off when you begin to think good thoughts. Good actions, good habit, good character, and that good destiny that's already been written out for you.
Yep. Oh, Brant, thank you so much for sharing your time and energy and positivity with everybody. I can't wait for everybody to get your book. Get it at Amazon.com. It's The Red Pill Prophet. I'm going to go get it right now.
Wow. Well, that blows me away. Well, thank you, folks. And folks, you know, tell me what you think and my joy is going to be hearing about people saying, man, I'm walking in freedom and life. Thank you so much, Shemaine.
Aw, well, thanks for being here. I'm sure I will be talking to you very soon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, have a great day. Make it a great day. Do something healthy and happy for you today. Bye, everybody. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. And if you want to find out more about the superfood nutrition that my husband and I take and that has changed our lives, please email me at wildlywell21@gmail.com. That's wildlywell, W-I-L-D, wildlywell21@gmail.com, because there are so many different products and I want to make sure you get what you need. All right, guys, I'll talk to you next time. Have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.